So now Musa alayhi salam is going to go on this journey. In this first passage, you can see it, right? It's small, but you can see it. Let me make it a little bigger. So we were at, I forgot the fish, and it took a weird path. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. This is what we were looking for all along. This is what we were pursuing. فَرْتَدَّ. Then they retraced, went back. عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمَا. On the remnants, meaning the path they had left behind. Athar can also mean footsteps, but it can be figurative also, meaning the path we took, we're going to go back. قَصَصَ. Step by step, milestone by milestone. Okay. قَصَص means one more thing. Story, which is going to play a role later on how beautifully this word is going to, like, it's, I won't tell you. Okay. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Then they both found us, one of our servants. عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. A Pendu translation would be a slave from our slaves. One of our slaves. One of our servants. Okay. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. We had given him a special rahmah, a special love and care that comes from us. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And we had taught him مِنْ لَدُنَّا, from our special behalf, especially from us, from our internal vaults, some knowledge. You notice that the word inda and then ladun are both used here, right? The word ladun is actually far more private than inda. If something is indaka, it's with you, then it's in your possession, but it may not be secret. But if something is min ladunka, then you went into some vault somewhere, pulled it out, and then gave it. Okay? So now Allah is already highlighting that His rahmah is more accessible, but the kind of knowledge He gave to this man that he's going to learn from is actually from some special secret place. It's not just any knowledge that this man has been taught. عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Got it? Now, this passage, if you notice, the first ayah was about Musa's commitment to reach his destination. Isn't it? Even if I spend ages. And the last ayah is actually about him reaching his destination. It actually fulfills the first ayah. If you notice the second ayah, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا. They passed over the milestone they were supposed to, you know, when they reached it, they crossed over it. They didn't stay there. And they forgot all about it. Then they remembered, and what did they do? What did they do once they remembered? Retrace their steps. And in the second last ayah, this is what we were looking for, so they retraced their steps. So it corresponds, the second and the second last correspond to each other. And in the middle, there are two weaknesses. One weakness is exhaustion that Musa feels, and the other is forgetfulness. Right? The two things that led to a lapse in the journey, forgetfulness and exhaustion. By the way, those are the two things that can disrupt learning, aren't they, ironically? You're fatigued. You're tired. You don't want to study anymore. God, another exam. Is Sarf over yet? No? God. It's not over yet? Just tired of it. This irregular Sarf is making me into an irregular person. You know? And then you start forgetting. You start forgetting. By the way, forgetting is of two kinds. Forgetting like, I can't remember. And forgetting as in, forget it. Who cares? And both meanings are found in the Quran. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those who forgot Allah. Not like I can't remember who Allah is, but what? Who cares? Like this, disregard. So nisyan is used in the meaning of disregard also. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ. Today we have, Allah says, today we have forgotten you the way you forgot this day, or meaning of this day. But Allah never forgets. Allah has perfect memory. That meaning, the word nasiya there doesn't mean forget as in memory, it means forget as in what? Disregard. Today we disregard you. You don't mean anything now. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Okay? These are the barriers to learning. Anyway, this is the first passage. Then he sees Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam speaks to him. هَلَّ تَبِعُكَ. Can I follow you? The roles have been reversed. Just now in the first passage, Musa had a student. He was giving him instructions. Now all of a sudden he has a teacher and he wants to be the student. And he says, can I follow you? عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي. Based on what you taught me. Or based on the idea that you may teach me. مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. From whatever you've been taught in terms of uprightness, in the right guidance. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ I'm going through it so I can show you the overview. And we'll go into detail. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا He said, no doubt about it, you're not going to be capable of patience with me. Now, the idea here is, there's إِنَّكَ. إِنَّكَ means emphasis, توكيد, certainty, but they're meeting for the first time. How do you meet someone for the first time? He says, can I learn from you? And he sizes him up in 1 minute and goes, yeah, not you. You can't handle it. This is basira. This is also teaching experience. Some teachers can size you up in a minute. As one of those teachers. He can tell your temperament. He didn't say, I don't know if you have the intellectual capacity or you're not a good student or you won't be able to understand. No. I think your problem is going to be what? Patient. Maybe even the way in which he said, hey, could you teach me please? Oh, I see. Wisdom dictates that not just you pay attention to what's being said, but how it's being said. And he could immediately tell the problem here is going to be patience. And it's not going to be patience with what I teach you. It's going to be patience with me. مَعْيَ مَعَ مَا عَلَّمْتُكَ or مَعَ مَا أُعَلِّمُكَ You're not going to be impatient with the lessons I give you. You're going to be impatient with me, myself. You're going to lose it with me. I can already tell. Musa alayhi salam, and he doesn't stop there. And he goes, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرْ And how are you going to have patience anyway? عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا Over things you haven't encompassed, you haven't grasped full awareness of. In other words, he's already letting him know, we're going to do stuff, and you're not going to have the full story. And you're the kind of guy, if you don't know the full story, it makes you really upset. Because you need to understand fully. And if you don't understand fully, it's not justified to you, so you get upset. So in these two ayat, there are two different kinds of impatience highlighted. One impatience is with the teacher, the other impatience is with the lesson. You notice that? لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا is with the teacher. مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا is with the lesson. There's two different kinds of impatience. And one is about the way the teacher decides to hold back or tell or do. Why are you doing this? How come you're doing that? The second is actually about how come we aren't being given all the information? How come this course of action is being taken? I don't understand the logic behind it. You know, one of the things, as an Arabic teacher, I can tell you, in our curriculum, one of the things you have to develop for students is tawakkul not only in Allah, but also in the teacher that says, trust me, right now you're learning four properties of the ism. I know that makes no sense to you right now. This doesn't even seem like Arabic right now. But just trust me, just give me 3 days, give me 4 days. When we get to fragments, which you don't know what that is yet, it'll all make sense. But for now, you must take the steps I'm telling you.
But I came here to learn Arabic and I don't even know how to order a shawarma yet. And they're telling me about flexibility and light and heavy.
Yeah. You gotta trust. You have to give yourself to the teacher, and you also have to give yourself to basically a path, a curriculum. And a curriculum is actually about not giving you all the information. It's giving you the information you need today. Holding back information that you're not ready for today. And even if it was given to you, you wouldn't keep it. You'd throw up. You wouldn't be able to retain it. You have to be able to absorb it. And once you absorb it and you're ready for it, then some more, then some more, then some more. You know, it's often described, education is, one of the words used for it in Arabic is tarbiyah, which is the same word used for cultivating a plant. A plant needs water over the course of a year, but imagine the amount of water it needs over the entire course of a year dumped on it at once. It's not how it happens. You have to give a little bit of water, let it absorb, let it grow a little, then some more, then some more. And some plants are stupid. They say, give me all of it now. And the gardener says, no.
I asked for more and they didn't give me. He didn't even flood me.
No, he didn't. You're not going to be patient because you're going to ask too many questions. You want to know the whole thing. It's not time yet. Just trust me. You know, so this is one of the main essences of the story. So Musa alayhi salam says, okay, you know what? I can see that I have that problem. He's not even saying, no. What are you talking about? Me? Sabr? I am sabr. No. Qala satajiduni sabira. No, no, no. Satajiduni insha'Allah sabira. Okay, if Allah wills, with Allah's divine intervention, I think I can pull this off. I recognize I have a sabr problem, and the fact that he recognizes that this is not entirely within his capability is because he uses what words? Inshallah. Inshallah. But I can tell you one thing. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. That I can, he didn't say, وَإِنْشَاءَ لَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. And I'm not going to disobey you in anything you tell me. That much I can do. Sabr, inshallah. Okay, that's up to Allah. I'll do whatever I can, but disobedience I won't do. Okay, فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسَلِّي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. If you're going to follow me, then here's rule number one. What's rule number one? لا تسألني عن شيء. What is that? Don't ask me a thing. عن شيء, and anything. Don't ask me about anything. Could you come, could you teach me please? Yes, I will. Here's your first lesson. Don't ask any questions about anything. That's already testing your patience, isn't it? I came here to learn. I thought, I can't ask questions? But I'm a talibul ilm. What is a talibul ilm without su'als? And then he doesn't even say, by the way, the request was, can you teach me from what you've been taught? And teaching is exhaustive, it's elaborate, it's like prolonged, allama, the family, prolonged and elaborate, time-consuming. He says, don't you ask me a single thing until uhditha, until I immediately mention, just say, and quickly say, not uhaditha, that would be too long, uhditha, it's the af'ala family, I'll just mention a spurt, like a sentence, minhu, from whatever I'm teaching you, dhikran, some mention. I'll mention some things to you. And then you might ask about the something I told you, but until then, you don't ask a thing. Okay. So you're not going to get exhaustive lectures. You might get a sentence here and there. And even that'll be partial. Deal? So now that this is the deal that's been struck. If you look at this passage, this is our second passage. You notice in the first ayah, Musa alayhi salam wants to learn attabi'uka. He wants to follow. And in the last of this passage, if you're going to follow me. Following is repeated in the beginning and the end. In the first he says, you should teach me based on how you've been taught. And in the last ayah, he gives the conditions of that teaching. Don't ask me, I'm going to dictate, you know, and I'll be brief, and I'll just mention something. So they correspond, the first and the last ayah correspond to each other. The middle three ayat are all about sabr. So, and in that organization, we're actually learning something. First of all, a student has to trust the teacher, right? If that trust isn't there, learning won't happen. And once you have that trust, then the student, the teacher might place on you guidelines, restrictions, requirements. You know, he may put rules on you that you're not comfortable with, that you're not used to. But if you have that trust, then you're going to have to follow those guidelines. But at the heart of that relationship, what's going to be tested? Your patience. And that's in the middle. And you may not be capable of that kind of patience, so you must turn to Allah and turn to Allah and say, سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا. But under no circumstances should you be disobeying a teacher. You've entered into this relationship, disobedience is out of the question. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. So it's a very beautiful symmetry of sabr in between, and then the relationship between teacher and student on either end of this passage. Okay. فَانْطَلَقَ. What's انْطَلَقَ? March forward. To move forward. They set off. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَا. Until they both boarded. So who's not there anymore? The intern's not there anymore. He's the intern now. So the duality remains. خَرَقَهَا. They got onto a ship that he cracked. خَرَقَهَا. He tore. He tore the boards open. قَالَا أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ عَلَهَا. You tore it open to drown its people? لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. You've done something very grave. How could you have done this? قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ. Very calmly. I just want to imagine this scene. They go down to the bottom of the ship. Thank you for giving us place. We'll be by ourselves for now. Thank you, we'll be fine. And he's just ripping it up and water's gushing out. And Musa's like, what are you... They're going to drown. didn't I say be patient? And then he's just ripping it, you know. And for somehow Musa alayhi salam is able to hold himself back and say, "La tu'akhidni bima nasit," don't get me in trouble because of what I forgot. Ironically, his intern got in trouble because he forgot. فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. Remember? وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا شَيْطَانَ نَذْكُرَ. And he got mad at him. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. This is what we were looking for. What did you do? And then they turned back. And now Musa alayhi salam is in the same exact position. He said, okay, I shouldn't get in trouble because of what I forgot. And don't make things harder for me, please. This is pretty hard, so go easy on me. Now, فَانْطَلَقَ. They move forward. They've done their job. They did the good deed for the day at the ship. So they move forward, hatta laqiya ghulaman, until they reach a young boy. Faqatalahu, so he killed him. Qala qatalta nafsan zakiyatan, you killed a pure person. Zakiya, because a child is pure. A child is innocent. And zakiya means pure because they have no sins on them yet. Bi ghayri nafs, without any, he didn't kill anybody. How could you have done this? Laqad ji'ta shay'an nukra, you've done something unheard of. The murder of the child. قَالَا لَمَ قُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَيَّ صَبْرًا. Now the language is tougher. إِنَّكَ أَقُلْ لَكَ. Didn't I say to you? And I have no doubt you can't have patience with me. قَالَا إِنْ سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا. Okay. This is from Allah. I'm going to back off. If I ask you anything after this, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي. Then don't accompany me. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. Then you have full excuse that you fulfilled your part and the fault is on my own. From myself, the fault is mine. I wasn't able to be patient. You're right. So if I'm not able to take it anymore, that's all on me. What we're learning now is sometimes the relationship between the student and the teacher goes south. It goes bad. And when it goes bad, and the student's not able to meet requirements, tough requirements were there, and he sat in the teacher's office and said, inshallah, I'll do the work, I promise. And then a couple of weeks go by, and none of that work gets done, or more failures occur, more lapses occur, and at that point, the student is frustrated with himself or herself. But you know when people are frustrated with themselves, they like to mask that with frustration with everybody else around them. So they said, well, you know what? They didn't give me enough of an opportunity. They're not very good at explaining it to me anyway. They didn't give me enough chances. You know, the weather in Texas really got to me. And the government, Donald Trump did this. Like, somehow, you cannot accept that you were watching Netflix until 2 a.m. You can't accept that. It's the system. It's the government. It's Big Brother who got you somehow. But it's not you. And then it's the TAs, and it's the teacher, and it's the institution, and it's the book. Man, I found a typo in the book. Now let me finish season 4. You know, like... But then, decency calls for the fact that you admit where you're wrong, and you say, you know what? If I violate that again, I understand that there are consequences. I'm not going to beg and plead. Musa alayhi salam already recognizes, as tough as it was, he's crossed the line twice. Okay, 2 strikes. There's a 3-strike rule in the Quran too, for expulsion. Even for prophets. فَانْطَلَقَ. So they move forward, until they come to a town. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ إِسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. Some town. Which town? Which town? Oh, come on, no? Okay. That's why it's nakira, some town, so that when somebody asks which town, you say some town. But how come? Because there's a tanween there. Who put Allah did? Istata'ama ahlaha. They asked their people to feed them. What did they ask for food? Probably fish again. No, nobody cares. It's not the point. Ask the right questions. فَأَبَوُوا أَيُّضَيِّفُوهُمَا. So they refuse to be hospitable to them. Allah doesn't say they refuse to feed them. They refuse to be hospitable. They wouldn't even open the door. Get lost. Get out of here. Like, they wouldn't even give them time of day. There's one thing I can't feed you, but there's a tree you could sit under. But they weren't nice at all in any way. They showed no hospitality. فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَّ. So they found in it a wall that wants to tip over. like that. أَنْيَنْقَضَ فَأَقَامَهُ. So he said it straight. فَأَقَامَهُ. And looks like he said it straight by himself, because if they both said it straight, it would have been فَأَقَامَهُ. Right? So he, Khidr, is working on his own. قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ. And by the way, why isn't Musa helping? No. No, that's not it. He's scared. He's not going to take a single step until he's told. Because he doesn't know what will get him expelled now. Because he said, if I do anything else, then I'm in trouble. So he's just, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ. Now Musa alayhi salam is, by the way, does Musa alayhi salam, from his personality that you know, does he like to stand by and just watch? So of all the things that kill him is, this man's exhausting himself, and he's not sure if he should help or not, and he sees that he's doing all this work, and he's done, and it slips. And he's not thinking, this is my third strike, he's just saying, by the way, you could have gotten paid. Like, very casually, it's not like, no shit, I mean, they're walking away from the wall, nah, our job here is done. Those people spit at us, kicked us out, you finished this monument in the middle of the city, we're walking away, and Musa alayhi salam's by this time what? What is he? Hungry. You could have gotten paid. Maybe he even murmured it. He didn't just declare it. I wanted it. You could have just gotten paid. And it was registered. قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. Ironically, they met at a majma'. And then the conclusion is at a firaq. The imagery of the language. They meet where two oceans meet. And now they are going to part. Firaq. Bayni wa baynak. Baynik. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ. I will tell you now, inform you of the interpretation. I will lift the curtain from the unseen. مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. Over what you couldn't be patient over. Now, we won't go through the rest of the ayat today, but I will tell you one thing. Musa alayhi salam was with his intern. They crossed the line. And what did they have to do? Come back. فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَ. They had to retrace all of their qasas. Now, Khidr is going to retrace the qasas. He's going to retrace the stories, each one of them. So they actually go over each story again. Literally fulfilling now, for the second time, فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَ. Step by step. How cool is that? And then at the end of it, ذَلِكَ, what is it? ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. By the way, you probably did this in Sarf class, but I'll share this with you anyway. Notice that إِسْتَطَاعَ يَسْتَطِيعُ إِسْتِطَاعَةً الْأَمْرُ مِنْهُ إِسْتَطِعْ وَنَهِيُ عَنْهُ لَا تَسْتَطِعْ. لَمْ would be لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ. لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ. And if you notice over here, it is لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ. Did you guys do this in class? It's لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ. And the last one is what? لَمْ تَسْتِعْ. The ta and the ta are close letters to each other. So the Arabs, for coolness, can actually just say one of them. إِسْتَطَاعَ? إِسْتَطَاعَ. إِسْتَطَاعَ. يَسْتَطِيعُ? يَسْتِيعُ. You could say يَسْتَطِيعُ, and you can also say يَسْتِيعُ. They're both acceptable. But that's not enough. Quran would not just say, well, this is cool and this is cool, and the intention was to teach you a sarf lesson. Two halals. No. Actually, إِذَا تَكَثَّرَ تَأَكَّدَ. When you say more, you mean more. When you say less, you mean less. Which one is brief in speech? تَسْتِعْ or تَسْتَطِعْ. He's saying goodbye and he's saying there's no reason to elaborate anything anymore. I'm going to be as brief as I can be with you. This is a very quick axe goodbye. تَسْتِعْ عَلَيْهِ sabra. We're done. I'm not even going to say a letter I don't have to you. He just cuts it. SubhanAllah. He was far more patient actually with him before. مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ sabra. But by the end of it, let's not prolong this any more than we have to. Please take your stuff and go. What stuff? We didn't get any food. Okay. But yeah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so that's a quick overview of the story. Inshallah, we'll go into the ayah by ayah. Whatever details I skipped, inshallah, we'll go through some of those. بإذن الله later. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن الحكيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.